heat index near or above 100. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for widespread showers and storms, especially by the afternoon and evening. High in the lower 90s on Election Day. Wednesday's high also right around 92, with still a generous supply of showers and storms here and there. But I think by Thursday and Friday, the storms start to thin out in number. Not as many storms around. High temperatures edge back to the middle 90s. Our weather app has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you go. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State troopers in Alabama will be taking part in a week-long crackdown on speeding starting today. Operation Southern Shield comes after a study found Alabama has a speed-related death rate significantly higher than the other southeastern states. The crackdown continues through next Sunday. The body of an Alabama man who had been reported missing has been found. Police in the city of Opp identify the victim as 36-year-old Lewis Swinger. Four men have been charged with his murder. And a team from Alabama is in England for an international air show that starts today. The governor and economic development specialists are at the 2018 Farnborough International Air Show near London to pitch Alabama as a location for aviation-related industries. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers, make sure that Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Plus we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And we'll do that drawing. It's open to any caller that calls and actually talks to her, to us. Any caller, and we do that drawing on Fridays. Let's see here. Let's go to... We had a situation in Chicago, and another black man was shot by Chicago police, but let's not do that one. Let's do the second one that's with Dean Reynolds. And what happened is the event happened, and this is up on my website, by the way. You can go to danmorrisshow.com if you want to see the actual video, because the video shows you a lot here, but let's listen in.
Newly released body cam video shows the moments leading up to the deadly police shooting of a black man who appeared to be armed in Chicago. 37-year-old Harith Augustus apparently reached for a weapon before an officer opened fire and killed him. Several demonstrators were arrested after violent confrontations with police near the shooting scene on Saturday night. Dean Reynolds filed a report from outside Chicago police headquarters.
Police say they stopped 37-year-old Harith Augustus when they noticed a holster and a gun protruding from his T-shirt. And they say they released the body cam video as quickly as they did to dispel misinformation that was stoking tensions in the city. In the silent police video, four officers approach Harith Augustus on a Southside Chicago sidewalk. He pulls away when one officer tries to grab his wrist, revealing what police say is a semi-automatic weapon on his right hip. An officer opened fire when he appeared to reach for a gun.
Decision to use lethal force is made in a split second, and it's based on the safety of the officer and also that surrounding community.
Okay, now when this... What happened is when the shooting happened, all of a sudden these demonstrators kind of started showing up, and they were, you know, tearing up cars and this kind of stuff. But when you look at the actual video, and you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and you can see it, what they do is they stop the guy, and then they pull up his shirt a little bit, and you can, or his shirt gets pulled up, and you can see a pistol and a holster in his pants. And so he takes off, and then you can see him, and he's trying to get something out, and it looks like he was reaching for the gun to me. I'm not sure what else he would be trying to get, unless car keys or something. But he's not getting it out of his pocket. He seems to be getting it from his shirt. So now let's listen to the second part of the story.
People who knew Augustus say he worked as a barber and had a 5-year-old daughter.
People here are angry because this was a member of the community. He wasn't a bad person.
Demonstrators converged near the shooting site Saturday, throwing bottles and trash, jumping on a squad car, and clashing with officers who responded with batons. There were 4 arrests, and some officers were hurt.
How many shots?
16 shots!
Yesterday, dozens gathered again for a march.
We do believe in justice, and we have to make sure that we come together as a people.
Some protesters said Saturday's incident was reminiscent of the deadly police shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. McDonald was shot 16 times as he walked away from police and was armed only with a pocket knife. Police video of that incident wasn't made public for more than a year. Police say video of Saturday's shooting shows a key difference.
This was not an unarmed individual. The individual was armed. Now, why he chose to do what he did, I don't know.
Police recovered a gun and ammunition from the scene of the shooting. They say that the suspect did not have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. And as for the officer involved in the shooting, he's been on the police force for less than 2 years, and he's now been assigned to desk duty for the next 30 days pending an investigation.
Now, on this story, they got the body cam footage out really fast. So incident happened on Friday, then this morning they're releasing the body cam footage. On the other one that they talked about, and if you went to my website when we were airing that story, this kid is literally walking away and they just unload on him. And he just drops dead right there on the spot. That one, as he said, he didn't do for almost a year. Well, the moral of the story is get the information out. I think you guys are so scared, or people get so scared, that the truth is going to come out when it's against you, and you want the truth to come out when it's for you. And what you need to do is get it out on both sides. They were thinking that time was going to delay that, and that it was going to somehow get better. And it didn't get better. It could stop getting worse and worse. And that's what breaks down the confidence and trust within the police department. Do police make mistakes? Yes. But a lot of times, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I would be in agreement with them on this time. Another incident happened. And, Joe, we gotta go start a teach people about culture and respect.
Yeah.
Now, this is another piece that is up on my website. It is worth seeing because you're going to see the CVS employee calling cops about a black lady with coupons, and he thought that they were forged. So he is sitting there calling the police, and his hand is shaking. His hand is literally shaking. And you can go to my website and look at it, but this just stunned me.
We've seen incidents like this popping up all over social media, but this time it was a coupon that triggered this viral video and the subsequent apology from the drugstore chain. Now, we caught up with the woman involved who captured the entire incident on her cell phone.
It's a female?
It started out the way so many other viral videos have.
She's wearing a green...
Tell them I'll be here when they arrive.
CVS customer Camilla Hudson says a simple disagreement over a coupon quickly escalated into a racially charged incident.
African-American.
Black. No, I'm not African-American. I'm black. Black isn't a bad word.
The CVS manager, Maury Mattson, visibly shaking, calls 911.
All right, thank you.
Hudson recorded just a portion of her exchange while shopping at the Chicago drugstore. It's not clear what happened before the camera started rolling.
He says that he's a manager at the store and he's calling because there's a customer harassing him and harassing the other manager. And that's when I made sure my phone was taping.
Hudson says she was just trying to use a coupon she received after she purchased a defective product. She says a clerk told her it was fraudulent and refused to accept it. When she tried to question him further, she says Mattson stepped in and called the cops.
Man. So over what he thought was a fraudulent coupon...
You called the police?
He called the police. I mean, he is visibly shaking. I mean, he literally, he's got the phone up to his hand, and his hand is shaking. Both hands are shaking, and he's trying to steady it with the other hand.
What the hell was wrong with that guy?
I don't know. But here's one of the reasons the story is a story, is they have a picture of him wearing a Trump T-shirt when they did a background thing on him. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. And you?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing so much better. You just don't know.
I am so happy for you.
Yeah, I'm standing upright now instead of like one of the earlier apes running around with a bad back. And all I got now is a limp to deal with, and I got an appointment Thursday in Birmingham, so I'm thrilled.
Well, allow time because they're doing some construction up there, and it will really mess you up when you get to the Alabaster area.
That's why I set the appointment for 2:15 so I could have all morning to get there.
There you go.
Hey, the reason I called, Ben, is, you know, time and time again, you hear about these shootings, and I know a lot of them aren't justified, but some of them are. But what people don't understand, especially the ones that claim victimhood here, is that they've conditioned the police to a law enforcement to react the way they do. Just similar to what a dog in one of those wireless fences. You know, you can condition a dog not to go beyond a certain point before they turn back. Well, the same holds true with law enforcement. They've got these certain signals that they see, and it draws concern with them. And if you don't follow orders, they have been conditioned to react. And a lot of times, this with fatal force. And you know, these people talk about how they fear the police and everything like that. But I don't see that in these videos I watch. What I see is self-righteous indignation. I don't see any fear in their eyes. I see them not following orders, and I'm as white as you can get. If you ever seen my bathing suit pulled down, you'll know exactly what I mean. I am a cracker to the nth degree. And let me tell you something. I don't even do some of the stupid stuff they do. There's no way that I would disobey a law enforcement officer in the way they do. These people are armed. These people are on high alert when they pull people over, because a lot of their compatriots have lost their lives by just a split second of indecision. So as soon as they get that through their thick skulls, they will quit losing lives at the hands of police officers.
Well, and the other thing is, on the other side, is that to them, anybody who's shot by a police officer is wrongly shot. Okay. And so they don't get down to the point of what caused that to happen. And when you look at this video, to me, it's clear as day that they thought he was reaching for a gun. They didn't. He may not have been reaching for it, but they thought, and I would have thought, that he was reaching for a gun. And they shot him because they didn't want to get shot themselves.
Yeah, well, if you are a wise person and you are hell-bent and determined to survive this trip around the sun more than one, you know, couple times, you need to go outside that door with the awareness that your brethren have conditioned the police departments to react in a negative way towards anything you do. And it's not your fault, if you're a law-abiding citizen. It's those idiots that live down the street that don't obey the law and don't follow orders and whatever that created this condition. But the condition still exists. Until we can turn this around and people start being law-abiding and respect the law and respect our police officers, who have a very, very difficult job, there's no way in hell I would do it. Or have one of my family members do it. There is no way. It's a thankless job, and they certainly don't get paid enough for what they do.
Yeah, let me tell you, and I had this discussion with a high-ranking police person, and they said it really is affecting recruitment. And he said, you know, if my son said he wanted to be a police officer, I'd try to talk him out of it right now.
Well, certainly. And you know, it takes a lot of bravery to do it. But, you know, at some point, you become a fool when you do it, because the conditions are so against you out there and you doing your job. And nobody should have to work under those conditions.
Amen to that, brother. Rich, thanks for the telephone call. I got to go to a break. Newstar 93.1. And my show will be back right after this. Shining with a heavenly grace,
help you right on by. You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on by on LSD, riding that trouble bound.
podcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. We rent out boats. That's right. We got some pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and a little common sense, and we can fix you up there. We also have some slips for rent. We've got a few left if you want to leave your boat down here for a month or two. I have a boat launch down here. If you're looking for a place to put your boat in the river, you can find it right down here. All that will get you going at the marina. Now let's talk about fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers, steamers, and grills, and we keep them going all day long, Wednesday through Sunday. So y'all check that all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Let me tell you about this Sunday. We're going to live entertainment. Selwyn Birchwood's back in town. Winner of the 2013 International Blues Challenge. He's been playing all over the world. Lives down in Tampa now, and we're glad to catch him coming through Montgomery. So that's Selwyn Birchwood, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all get on down here soon and come hungry.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
July, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now,
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, y'all were discussing this shooting in Chicago. Recently, probably 5 minutes ago. I read that story first on the conservative Yahoo website, and it says, protest breaks out over policeman shooting black, So I started reading the story and found out the guy had not only had a gun, he had several clips of ammunition on him. He had no permit to carry it.
Right.
And so there's a protest. And I blame all this, Dan, going back to Michael Brown and Black Lives Matter. When since that point, it was over, we already had some problems. But at that point, Dan, it seemed like it became the thing to do is disrespect the police no matter what. Right or wrong, you disrespect the police. And it's ever since then, it's just ramped up. And it doesn't matter what the facts, If I'm out here and I've got a gun and I've got several clips of ammo on me and I don't have a permit, I'm in deep doo-doo. You get caught.
Yeah, particularly in Chicago.
Yeah, and they're protesting? That's not a protest. That's a riot. That's all that is, a riot. I just don't get it. I mean, of all places, I wouldn't be a policeman in Chicago. You couldn't pay me enough. They need to get RoboCop.
Well, soon to come, I guess.
Yeah. All right, man. I just had to vent on that one.
I appreciate you.
Thanks.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well. Thanks. Enjoying this chilly, little chilly turn. Hey, took it a long time to even get to 90. Good grief. Where's summer gone? The previous caller, two previous callers, I want to wholeheartedly agree with. We heard a gentleman on TV just a couple of nights ago, a young entertainer, said the millennials are going to be looking back and it's not going to take them 20 or 30 years thinking concerning the drug culture primarily, and especially pot. What were we thinking? I've told you and Joey, I think it's going to take as long as it took tobacco, a couple hundred years or more. But his point being that that drugs of all sorts of intoxicants and hallucinogenics affect people differently. And so maybe some people, so it's their recreational drug that they smoke instead of imbibed. But my Lord, we know what smoking does. And his point being, it affects people so much differently than is publicized that, yes, maybe some people mellow out just like they're mellow drunks and they're passed out drunks and they're all over the spectrum. But some people drink fighting whiskey and that's what happens to them. Michael Brown had a good dose of cannabis in his bloodstream. Trayvon Martin had a good dose. Neither one of them were docile and laid back. They got into trouble for assaulting an armed person, a policeman in one case and a self-appointed neighborhood guard in the other case. That officer that had to fire because the gentleman had slapped the hands away and the arms away of the policemen who were trying to apprehend him and ran out into the street, was struggling to get his hands under his belt where his holstered weapon was, he's now signed to desk duty or administrative duty. If he'd not fired, he likely would now be assigned to a standard issue pine box, and his children would be assigned to their entire lifetime without a father and possibly some other innocent bystanders around, because it was out on a public street in Chicago, apparently in broad daylight.
It was?
Yeah. So, another plea for some sanity regarding law enforcement people. They're trying to do the job that we hired them for. We're paying them for it. And the voices of reason are just too few and far between. A great one was on TV last night on Levin's show, Life, Liberty, Levin. And the gentleman's last name is Steele. I think it's Sheldon. And I would heartily endorse a couple of books that he has out. But for every one of him, there are a dozen or more rabble-rousers and community organizers and march leaders who are not doing anything but getting a lot of citizens in trouble.
Ken, I appreciate the telephone call and appreciate your viewpoint.
Thank you, Dano.
Have a good one. News Talk 93.1, Rich Anderson, candidate for appellate court, is going to be in the House. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Napa know-how.
If you're a fan of quality parts, Napa's a fan of you. And we're showing the love all week long with double points for Napa Rewards members. Not a member? Not a problem. Just sign up when you check out to get double points in your entire purchase. But don't wait to get rewarded. Double points and Sunday. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer available July 16th through July 22nd.
Ever wonder why Miller High Life is called the champagne of beers? Because it's a flavorful, easy-drinking beer with a perfect storm of tiny champagne-like bubbles. And it's been that way since 1903.
If you've got the time.
Welcome to the High Life.
We've got the beer, Miller Beer.
2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink High Life responsibly.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very humid day on the way. Sunshine limited today, and it looks like scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, locally heavy rainfall amounts, high temperature around 90, the heat index near or above 100. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for widespread showers and storms, especially by the afternoon and evening. High in the lower 90s on Election Day. Wednesday's high also right around 92, with still a generous supply of showers and storms here and there. But I think by Thursday and Friday, the storms start to thin out in number. Not as many storms around. High temperatures edge back to the middle 90s. Our weather app has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you go. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Folks, you know, most of us take electricity for granted. For people who rely on electricity for medical equipment, for their work, or they live in areas that have frequent power outages. That's where I live, by the way. I call it Little Beirut. Well, you may want to consider a backup generator. Mr. Electric has got the one for you, because here's what they've got. They will give you an extended 7-year warranty at no additional charge if you get a backup generator from them. It's fast, it's automatic, it delivers power during the blackout, turns on automatically, turns off automatically. That will help you out. They can do the entire house or key portions of your house. How do you find out about this? Well, you call Mr. Electric. Telephone number, ready to copy? 334-269-8886. Put this in your phone, guys. When it goes dark, you're going to need them. 334-269-8886. Remember, extended warranty, absolutely free, $600 value. Let me bring in candidate Rich Anderson. He is Court of Criminal Appeals. Rich, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I'm glad to be here and honored and humbled to be in the runoff this year.
There you go. You made it to the runoff. We talked right after that, and you had said you wanted to come back on the show. And
yep.
Here you are on the day before the election.
That's right.
So how does it feel out there? And boy, I told you about the voter drop-off.
Yes.
Man, that was huge.
Absolutely. It is, I think it was, 25% or so drop-off from the higher ticket races down to mine. I think there were about 400,000 votes in my race in the primary. And
so 100,000 plus drop-off.
Yeah, pretty big drop-off.
So how are you feeling about the campaign?
I feel pretty good. I've been very heavily outspent in this race. My opponent spent $300,000 so far. I guess today is one more day of reporting, so I don't know what's the new number is, but it was $300,000 last week, which is the most anybody has ever spent in any race for the Court of Criminal Appeals. I've spent about $35,000, but here I am in the runoff. I am delighted to be here. I really feel like if my people here in the River Region and down through the Wiregrass get out and vote, I'll do well. Rich Anderson led the race in every one of those counties, and I feel pretty confident that I will be the top vote getter across the River Region in the Wiregrass again tomorrow.
I didn't do a breakdown on your race. Give me that again. So in the River Region, which
right.
You're taking as Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery, Lowndes?
Lowndes, I guess I'd include that in there. I led in Coosa. I led, I don't know about Tallapoosa, but I know I led everywhere in District 2.
In Congressional District 2.
Congressional District 2, I should say.
Okay.
And I think the turnout will be a little bit higher there because of Martha and Bobby's race. So I feel pretty good about that. If you look at
then tell me about the Wiregrass. So you led in all of the Wiregrass?
All down through the Wiregrass. I think the only county I didn't lead in the Wiregrass was Lee County.
I don't consider that Lee counts.
Well, it's kind of up the northern edge.
Yeah.
So. But Houston County, Dale County, Coffee County, all through there.
If you're leading in Pike and Houston and the Coffee County, then you're, mm-hmm. you're doing well.
Yeah, it was a fairly strong lead, too. I was in the 40s in all of those counties. And I feel pretty good about what will happen down there tomorrow. So the big thing, it's going to come down to turnout. So if all the folks in South Alabama will turn out, then I think we can get a good, experienced judge, which I should say is Rich Anderson, on the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Well, and I agree with you on the 2nd Congressional District. We will have one of the highest turnout areas for the entire state because of that that race. And then there are pockets of others. But when you take the runoff in Autauga County, for example, you need to be spending a lot of time in Autauga County.
Yeah, well, I have been. And I've got a lot of good people up there who are supporting me. And I agree that that's going to be a key county.
Tell me why you feel you're the most qualified for this position.
Well, I'm the only guy in the race who has ever practiced in any appellate court, and this is an appellate judgeship that we're running for. It's a different ball game once you get up into the appellate courts. It's good to have candidates who are not a stranger to the courtroom, and of course I'm not. I've represented people of Alabama in circuit courts everywhere from Bay Minette to Huntsville. But I'm the only one who actually has the appellate court experience that I think we really need and that the Court of Criminal Appeals is missing. You see, right now there are five judges on the court. There are three of them are going to be new. None of the other candidates have ever represented the people of Alabama in the appellate courts. And in fact, none of the sitting judges have that experience. So if elected, I'm going to be the only guy on the Court of Criminal Appeals who has ever represented Alabama or Alabama crime victims in the appellate courts. And I've done it everywhere from the Court of Criminal Appeals up to the United States Supreme Court. So that's what Rich Anderson all about stands for, is somebody who actually understands the appellate courts. And I think we need that.
And will you have an opponent in November if you get it?
There is actually none of the races for the three seats on the Court of Criminal Appeals have Democrat candidates. So it is an open field.
So this is going to be it.
That's right. Tomorrow is D-Day, so to speak.
It's game day. I like that. Tell the audience why the Court of Criminal Appeals is important, because as we discussed, we have a bad drop-off. And I think that is not a good thing, and I think it's because people don't want to vote for something they know nothing about. So tell them what Court of Criminal Appeals does.
Right. What the court does is it's going to review every criminal conviction in the state of Alabama. You know, there's some cases of plea bargains and things that might not make it there, but every serious case is going to end up in the Court of Criminal Appeals all across the state. And it is really the one court that has the biggest part to play in making sure that we get it right in Alabama. It's the first court that has a chance to correct a failing by a trial court. You know, if we get the wrong guy, we get the wrong guy, the right guy the wrong way. But the real key thing is that it's the court responsible for writing decisions. They're going to follow a case through the rest of the appellate process. And a lot of people don't understand this, but the federal courts have a role to play in major crimes in Alabama. So every case, whether it's a murder or robbery or a serious crime like that, once it gets through Alabama courts, the federal courts are going to take a whack at it through a habeas corpus petition. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's an Alabama crime. Only people who are worried about it are Alabama courts, but they're not. And as part of my job at the Attorney General's office, I've been responsible for years for defending decisions that the Court of Criminal Appeals writes once they reach federal court. That's given me a really pretty good understanding of what the federal courts are looking for. And I think that'll help me when it comes time to write decisions so that when we get justice done in Alabama, it doesn't get undone later by a federal court. Because there are, I tell people on the stump, back in May, I had to come off the trail for a week to represent the people of Alabama in federal court in Birmingham in a capital murder case that went back down to federal court for a hearing because in 2006, the Court of Criminal Appeals made a mistake in an opinion. And that's the kind of thing that I want to avoid. That's why I think that my experience on the court is going to be valuable. I think it'll help me to avoid those mistakes. And, we need to make sure that we've got the right people in prison, and then when we get them there, they stay there.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Rich Anderson, candidate for Court of Criminal Appeals in the House, 272-9228. Going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now.
The Dan Morris Show.
So I can't sleep at night.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Enjoy the movies and you'll get MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before I move into the telephone call and back to Rich, a reminder that Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Come on and see Tip Thames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of this show. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Gino. Gino, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Rich Anderson.
Could I ask you a question about somebody else, please?
Ask
Gerald
me.
Dahl. Are you familiar with Gerald Dahl?
I'm sorry?
Gerald Dahl. Are you familiar with him?
I'm very familiar with him.
Do you think it's time he got out? He was gone.
I think that the voting public thinks it's time for him to get out.
I hope so. He's been in public shit long enough. Congratulations on you. I hope you got this guy, your guy that wins. I don't know if I can vote
thank
for
you.
Him or not.
It's statewide, so yes, sir, you can.
Hey, what was your name again?
It's Rich Anderson.
Rich Anderson, you got it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Gina. Yeah, and I, full disclosure, I've known Rich's family for a long time. His mom and dad have been my family's friends for, decades. So where have you been spending most of your time?
What, campaigning?
Yeah.
I've done really all over the state in this runoff, kind of the compressed runoff time. I've been up in North Alabama in Huntsville, Scottsboro, Jackson County, DeKalb County.
Are you go into events that you can take any two people and rub them together?
As much as I can. You know, that's the challenge, is finding places where you can meet voters. So I've been necessarily going to Republican club meetings, Republican women meetings, I'm heading down tonight. I'm going down to Dale County, to Ozark, for a big Republican event down there. And talking to people and telling my message. But the Wiregrass, it has been very important to me, and I have been down there several times. It was in Enterprise a couple weeks ago. Like, as I say, going to be in Dale County tonight. Just hitting everywhere I can hit.
Everybody needs to cut their teeth on campaigning in the Wiregrass.
Right.
Because if you can do it there, then you're going to be able to do it anywhere type thing. It's I've watched candidates go in who have wanted to get bigger, mm-hmm. and they end up in the Wiregrass, mm-hmm. and they get lost. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Tell the audience why they need to be voting for you tomorrow.
Well, what I tell people is that if you are interested in somebody who can bring actual experience in the court of court criminal appeals, that's Rich Anderson. I'm the only one who has experience in that court and in every other appellate court. I believe we need it in the Court of Criminal Appeals, because right now we don't have it. And there is no other candidate, no other sitting judge who has ever stood up for you, the people of Alabama, in the Court of Criminal Appeals. The only person who has is Rich Anderson. I've been doing that for my 12th year of doing that now. I've got a pretty good understanding of the appellate courts and what it takes to get justice done there, and I believe I can do justice there. So that's why I put Rich Anderson on the ballot and let the voters make up their mind. I'm hoping that they'll make an informed choice and obviously choose Rich Anderson.
Rich, I appreciate you being here. Audience, if you're going to the polls tomorrow, this is one of those that you have a drop-off in the ballot.
That's right.
And you can make a real difference. Rich, good luck, and we'll talk to you on the other side of this.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Guys, I want to remind you a couple of things. LaVon Wessel, Mosquito Shield. I tell you what, his name is LaVon, and his business is getting rid of mosquitoes in your yard. It makes my house so much more comfortable. Joey, I want to try to pull that last CVS employee piece. Can we get it in there?
Maybe.
I don't take issue, not then, not now, with him not accepting the coupon. It's how he didn't accept the coupon.
CVS issued a statement saying, in part, "We sincerely apologize to Ms. Hudson for her experience. CVS Pharmacy does not tolerate any practices that discriminate against any customer."
M-O-R-R-Y, Mattson, M-A-T-S-O-N.
Mattson, who was a state delegate for Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, is running for a Chicago City Council seat. He since closed his Facebook account, and NBC was unable to reach him for comment. Other videos of so-called white privilege have been popping up all over social media, from a woman now known as Barbecue Becky, who called 911 about men barbecuing in a local park, to another woman dubbed Permit Patty, who called police on a young girl selling bottled water. For Hudson, it all comes down to a matter of respect.
There's nothing I said or did that would explain why he was interacting with me and treating me in the manner that he was.
All right, so CVS also said in a statement sent to NBC News that the employees involved in this incident have been removed from the store pending the outcome of its internal investigation, guys.
Had to play that for you guys, the part about wearing the Trump shirt. That's why this became a big national story.